Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. John McKechnie is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's an old friend of ours. He's Senior Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the Credit Union National Association. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Now, the last time I talked to you, that was your title. Has that changed?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm hoping unless something's happened I don't know about.
At least they haven't demoted you that you know about, right?
Not physically, no.
John, what's going on with the credit unions these days?
Well, we're continuing to watch a lot of activities on the Hill. A lot of times that I've spoken to you in the past, we've talked about bankruptcy reform.
Right.
I can't really give you any updates on that because it unfortunately continues to be stuck in neutral.
I don't know if you probably heard me say this before, but folks, the very first public policy issue I covered on this show almost 6 years ago was the bankruptcy reform bill. And here it is all this time later. It's probably not any further along than it was then. Maybe a little bit, but not much.
No, the only real bad news there is that the problem has gotten worse. You know, the Congress hasn't done its job, nor have the administrations in the past. But meanwhile, the American people and small business owners tend to continue to suffer under the burdens imposed by abuse of the code. So that's bad news.
Exactly. I mean, small business owners out there right now, John, are nodding their head knowingly because yesterday they got a notice from a bankruptcy court saying somebody who owed them $1,000, is taking bankruptcy because they owed everybody $2,000 or whatever.
Well, I'll give you one quick anecdote that I actually heard last week from a credit union CEO in Texas. He told me that a member of his in good standing, six-figure income, currently employed, out of nowhere declared a bankruptcy. And then about a week after this bankruptcy was declared, the CEO got a postcard from this member who was on a cruise.
Oh, God.
So that's adding insult to injury, isn't it?
Oh, man.
But
that's just
those
someone
kind of
you know at
yeah.
Everybody.
Well, that's the abusive part of it. But no, there are some other things that beyond bankruptcy that are good news. And one of them that I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, and we haven't really talked much about in the past, is what credit unions are trying to do in terms of loans to members who have small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a long-standing thing that credit unions have done since the early founding of credit unions in the early part of the 20th century. They've done a lot of member business lending, mostly to agricultural, people who have farms,
right.
People who have small businesses. Credit unions that started in the upper Midwest were almost exclusively founded to lend to farmers who needed small loans and
mm-hmm.
for equipment, family farms, things like that. But credit unions continue to try to change with the times and are trying to do things to accommodate small business people wherever we can. It's a pretty positive trend in terms of credit unions still maintain a very small part of the market, but we're finding that more small business people are discovering credit unions as a potential source of loans as well as other services.
Well, one of the reasons why I like to tell people about the credit union option is because I consider availability of capital for small business to be in a crisis situation, and I don't see any relief in sight. And the reason I say that is because it's just, and I don't blame the banking industry, because a lot of small business owners, are pretty risky. I admit that. I know that. And there have been times when I've been risky, but the thing is I really want to see credit unions and independent community banks flourish in America. And John, I know you work for credit unions, but I'm sure you'd agree with me about that.
I'm in no way, shape, or form do I ever feel any anti-bank sentiment.
I know you don't, but I'm
more
saying
choices are better.
You speak for credit unions, but the thing is the best the that the small business owners could have is a flourishing small lending organization environment like credit unions and like independent community banks.
Well, I think that's exactly right, and I think the more choices for consumers, the better. You know, we find that the availability of capital for small businesses, you know, some of the studies we've done shows that a lot of that there is a crisis situation. A lot of the small business people feel like they're very frustrated at the relatively small amount of choices they have. But, you know, it goes beyond, in terms of the needs of a small business person, we're finding more and more that it's not just loans, but the related services like, you know, basic business services that a small business person needs, like checking accounts, mm-hmm. like night depositories, something as mundane and simple as where you can take your daily deposits and put them in somewhere after business hours, payroll processing, all those kind of things that don't automatically come to mind that go beyond just the simple lending. So we're ready, willing, and able to fulfill those needs, although I will tell you that not all credit unions do offer small business services. Only about a third of them do.
Well, a lot of them are pretty heavily attached to an industry, aren't they?
Correct. Yeah, but also a lot of credit unions that are what are called community chartered credit unions are very adept and very involved in small business lending and have been for a long time.
How would we identify those? And you know, the vertical ones are the ones who are, many times you see them, they'll actually have the name of the company, you know, or the name of a union or something like that. They're pretty vertical in who they can do business with, pretty restrictive. But the community chartered ones, as you say, how would we find out which ones those are?
Well, a lot of them have the word community credit union in their name. But beyond that, we have a website that an individual could go to. It would be www.cuna.org, where you could at least try to find out about credit unions in your area that you could inquire about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best place to go. Some people may even be in a credit union's potential field of membership and not know it. But again, it's a matter of giving small business people an option.
Well, exactly, and that's what I want to do as much as I can, is to get the word out about the different options that are available, because, you know, John, we're entering a period of expansion. I'm convinced of that right now. Some of my economics experts on the show here have said, you know, we're out of the recovery, we're into the expansion now, and that means small business owners are going to be growing, and they've got to have working capital to grow. And I want to make sure they have as much access to working capital as possible. And credit unions are one example. John, when we come back, I want to talk about some more of the public policy issues that are going on up in Washington that will affect us and our ability to have access to capital. And we'll do that right after these messages, folks. 20 after. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. John McKechnie is our guest. He's Senior Vice President of Governmental Affairs at the Credit Union National Association. That's CUNA, and that's CUNA.org, right?
That's correct,
John. Okay. Folks, you've heard me talk many times before with bankers who, and also with the SBA, when we've talked about some of the SBA guaranteed loans that are available, but obviously you've got to go through a bank, some financial institution, to do that. Well, one of the things that you may not know is that banks are not the only people who can actually help you with an SBA guaranteed loan. There are lending institutions. John, as you know, they're private lending, not private, but some of the financial companies are actually doing SBA loans, but what I found out recently that I didn't know, John, is what you're about to tell us.
Well, in March, the Small Business Administration granted credit unions SBA lending authority as well. So as part of what's called the 7A program,
mm-hmm.
Credit unions can now provide small business SBA guaranteed loans. And we think that's an important recognition on the part of the SBA that, you know, again, credit unions are part of the financial institution world, and that consumers who are members of credit unions deserve as many choices and products as any other consumers. Small business people need more choices and not fewer choices.
I'm excited about that because, as you say, What concerns me a little bit is that in any given year, John, as you know, in any community, the local one or more, maybe even of the local independent community banks could become not an independent community bank anymore. They get bought out, and so I like the idea that the SBA is recognizing the credit unions and making the loan guarantees available through them. I think that's a good move. I think that's another step in the right direction toward making sure that small business owners have as many choices, as you said earlier, for access to capital. Now, one of the things that is a little different about a credit union, as most people know, over say a bank, is the ability for the employees to participate, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's a member-owned financial cooperative, and employees are able to participate. When we develop a lending relationship with a small business, oftentimes it doesn't just stop there. A lot of the employees of that company then start to become members of the credit unions and start using the credit unions for their financial services. So it's an employee benefit as well as a source of capital.
It can actually be a little benefit that the employer can offer to a prospective employee.
That's one of the
line items in why you'd want to come to work here.
That's correct. It's not just something that a large company can offer. It's also something a small company can offer. And I would also say, on a point you were making earlier, that we're finding as we interact with small business people more, that across the board, small business people prefer to deal with smaller financial institutions. They just they feel more comfortable in that setting because that's who they are themselves. They can relate.
Mm-hmm. John, let's move over and talk. Let's go back to public policy. We've got about 2 minutes or so. The Fair Credit Reporting Act needs to be reauthorized, doesn't it?
That's right. It expires January 1st, 2004, unless Congress acts. And I think
tell us what that is for those of us who don't remember or don't know.
Well, the United States right now has a system of credit extension that's probably the envy of the world. It's the easiest, most transparent, most usable and user friendly system of credit. When you go try to get a loan, there's a very quick and relatively easy and streamlined way that somebody can check your credit and give you the loan that you deserve. And in this country, there's been a system in place since 1970. It was started by the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Well, that is set to expire January 1st, 2004, and Congress seems to be moving very quickly to do the right thing and to reauthorize that, maybe make it permanent this time is the talk. And that would just allow the current system of extension of credit to continue without interruption. If it does expire, you're going to see 50 different state regimens pop up. They're going to be very, very difficult.
That'll be a nightmare.
It would be an absolute nightmare.
What do we got to do to get it reauthorized?
Well, I think the House has passed their version. The Senate is working on it. I think just keep your eyes open, watch what the Senate's doing, and when the time comes, let your senators know that this is something that's got to be a priority.
That's where our focus needs to be, is on our senators.
Absolutely.
And, of course, then it'll have to go to conferences. Is this already done? It just needs to be reauthorized.
No, it would need to go to conference if the Senate has a slightly different version, and indications are that the Senate's going to put together a slightly different version, so it'll have to be conference. But
It's already been authorized once, right? Why is it having to be reauthorized?
Because there was a provision put in the old law that it was going to sunset on January 1st, 2004.
Why don't they sunset bad things? Have you ever noticed, John? No, I'm serious. I know that sounds funny, and I actually am making a little bit of a. I did intend the sarcasm, folks. That was intentional. But John, I've got about 30 seconds. Have you ever noticed that the good things they sunset, the bad things that they don't?
It's crossed my mind occasionally. Yeah,
I bet it has.
But a tax
increase never has a sunset. A tax decrease always has a sunset. Explain that to me.
Well,
what's wrong with that picture, John?
I've been in Washington long enough that I've developed an appropriate level of cynicism, but not too much, I suppose.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope you never get that cynical. Hey, John, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Great to talk to you again.
John McKegney, ladies and gentlemen, Senior Vice President with the Credit Union National Association. That's CUNA.org. We'll get him back on another day. Quick break. I'll be right back with Doug Barry. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.